This Shabbos, I'm coming to spend in yeshiva, and I needed somewhere to stay. Normally, with my wife, we spend Shabbos in an office over here somewhere, and the conditions aren't five-star hotel in an office. So we were zeichet this week that Rabbi Kram offered us to stay by him. So I asked him, do I need to bring linens? Because when I sleep in the office over here, we have to bring our own linens. So he looked at me as if I'm crazy, and he said, this week is Parshas Vayera. Parshas Vayera, the Mitzvah Achnas Zarechim, and I'm going to have you bring your own linens. And it got me thinking a little bit about what we're supposed to do when it comes to a parasha. There's lessons we have to take from a parasha. We just go through the parasha. There's a Maisa, Rav Druk, a Magid in Eretz Yisrael, that somebody once came over to him and said, you spoke 10 years ago, and you inspired me. My Shabbos has never been the same since you spoke. So he was very excited. He says, what did I say that inspired you so much? He says, you were talking about Torah and Tefillah, the connection between Torah and Tefillah. You can't have one without the other. And you said, having Torah without Tefillah, Tefillah without Torah, is like having cholent without having Coke with it. It's not the same cholent without Coke. And he says, ever since then, for the last 10 years, I have never had a Shabbos without cholent and Coke together. And you're right, it's terrific together. We have to take limudim, we have to take the right limudim. Ramban says, in the Geras HaRamban, Kasha tokum min ha-sefer, when a person gets up from learning, tachpois, you should check out, to what you learned. Im yesh boi dova shetocha lekaimai, if there's something there that you can learn from it. This week, I met somebody, I was at a simcha, and he came over to me and he said, oh, when you spoke 4 weeks ago, I said over what you said. And again, I also felt good about it. I said, what did you say? He tells me over a joke that he said over. The point of drashas is not entertainment purposes. The point is that a person can learn, take something to their lives from it. On Fridays, it's not a snooze in yeshiva, it's a shmooze. It's something, a lesson you can carry into daily lives. And particularly when it comes to Sefer Bereishis. Sefer Bereishis, which is called Sefer HaYoshar. And if you look, it's worth going through the Hakdama, to Chumash HaMikdavah, where it explains why Bereishis is called Sefer HaYosha, what we can learn from the others. So much Midas, Avodah Sabeira, just Pasha Pshat, and Achas Kama V'Kama, when you're spoken to on the parasha, things that we can do and change in our lives. I spoke a lady here in Rosh Chodesh Tammuz. When I came there the next day, it was a Shabbos, I came to pick up my notes. And this lady told over to me how her and another lady, they'd made a decision to change something because of something I said. And it gave me such chizuk, because generally I find you talk in yeshiva and people come to you afterwards and they'll say, oh, that was a nice thought. That was an inspiring story. That was a good joke you said. But how often is there that somebody changes and does something? So I think the main lesson I'd like to leave with you today is take something from what you hear every week. Take something that you can change in yourselves. The Torah ends with the Lamed, the word Yisrael, and begins with the base, Bereishis. And there's a fascinating Klei Yoko where he says, if you take the Shem Hashem, Yud Kei Vav Kei, you have in it three different letters. You have a Yud in it, a Kei, and a Vav in it. Those three letters, if you try and attach them to letters in the Aleph base, they will attach to a base. With a base you can put next to a Yud, a K, or a Vav. You get the words B, Boy, and Bo. You attach them to Lamed. You get three words, Li, Loi, and Lo. You try and attach any other letter in the Aleph base to the Shem Hashem, to a Yud, K, and a Vav. You cannot get words. With an Aleph, you'll get E, Oi. There's no word O. Mem, Mi, Moi. There's no word Moi. The only letters in the Aleph base which will attach to all three, Yud, K, and Vav, is a base and a Lamed. And that's being promised to you, that Rachmona Liberboy. You need lev when it comes to Torah mitzvahs. It's a hakdama, you're starting the Torah, you have to put lev into it. And then as we go through the Torah, and particularly these parashas now, we see how important it is to put lev, to put passion, put excitement into your mitzvahs. We see in Bereishis, Kayin is mechadish, ganz mesechta zvachim. He came up with the idea of karbonis. on his own. There was one halacha he forgot about. That when you bring a carbon, you bring min hamovcha. How come of every halacha in you except that one? What's the pshat in it? Sir Moshe in his sefer explains that he came up with a svara. Of course he had a cheshbon l'shem shemayim. His svara was a Gemara in Shavuos daf tesvav. Mi ikeh chashivus kam shemayim? To the Ribbono Shel'olam, does it make a difference which one I bring? If I bring the best one to the Ribbono Shel'olam, it looks like the Ribbono Shel'olam needs what I bring. It looks like I'm doing him a favor, bringing him the best. I want to show the Ribbono Shel'olam there's no difference if I bring the best or not the best. So since he made that mistake, his carbon wasn't accepted. Reb Moshe asks, so what was wrong? What was the chet? Why wasn't it accepted? He had a good svara why. So Reb Moshe says, yeah, he had a good reason, al pi seichel. You're bringing a carbon to Hashem. How does seichel come into the picture? Where's his argosha's feelings that was missing in his feelings in doing the mitzvah? In life, we want Yeshuas. We want Hatzlochas. How do you get that? We look in the next parasha, the next star in the Torah after Adam, after Cain, you get to his Noach. And Noach, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, he never should have been saved from the Mabul. Midas Adin was Makatrig against him also. So how come he was saved? Says the Gemara, the Noach Motzachain. So Rav Moshe asks, that's very nice. How do you get this chain? What is this chain that Noach had? So he says, doing mitzvahs, b'simcha rabo, that is how one gets chen from Ribbono Shel Olam. And that is something, again, the lesson that we have to take out. The rachmona libaboy, it needs lev. The life of the body, the chias of the body, is the lev. And that means you cannot survive without a lev. A person should feel he cannot survive without Torah mitzvahs. That should be his focus in life. There's nothing else matters. I'd like to share with you two stories. One took place a couple of months ago, and one a couple of hundred years ago. But they both bring out the same point. Reb Zalman Volozhin was sitting and learning, and here's his wife calling him out from the Bais Medrash. He goes running outside. He asks, "What is it? What is it?" He knew if his wife's calling him, it's for sure pikuach nefesh. It's the middle of learning. So she says, "Did you take the food, the drink with you today?" He says, "Yeah." He says, "You ate it?" He says, "Yeah." She says, "Oy vey, that wasn't water what you took with you. That was kerosene." He says, "Oy vey, a bracha levatola." That's the first thing that came to his mind. A bracha levatola. He drank kerosene. No, no, what can you do? But what about the bracha levatola? That was his natural reaction to it. And then a few months ago, a little girl, Esti, is visiting her friend Chani. And they played a little game together called barbershop. Each one cut the other one's hair. And when Chani's mother came in, she wasn't so delighted about the haircuts they had taken. So she got very upset, and then she calls up Esti's mother, and Esti's mother takes her home. So Esti's mother calls in the room and says, "Esti, you know what you did was wrong?" So Esti says, "Yeah, I know what's wrong. I forgot that it was Sfira." Again, that's how our reaction should be. How come we don't think on those lines? Rachmona libaboy, that should be our life, our heart. Everything should be in Torah mitzvahs, nothing else. And then you get to Avraham Avinu. In last week's parasha, it says by Avraham, Vayira Hashem el Avraham, Vayoyim el Zarucho etein esaras azois. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, you're going to get children, Lazarucho, and you're going to get Israel. Etain Zarazazois. Two things you're getting. Vayivin Shem Avram is happy now. He builds a Mizbech Lashem. And Rashi tells us, why did he build a Mizbech? Because he was told, he's getting children. He's getting Eretz Yisrael. The Orech HaMakadosh learns differently than Rashi. And he explains why he doesn't like Rashi's Pshat. But he says Pshat is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu just told Avraham, he's getting children. He's getting Eretz Yisrael. He didn't count these two things as anything. The fact that he's getting Eretz Yisrael, that he's getting children, is nothing to Avraham compared to Be'erach Simchosai, compared to his Simcha, Be'gilush Chinosai Yisparach Ilov. HaKadosh Baruch had spoken to him. What HaKadosh Baruch said didn't matter. the idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had spoken was so much more worth it to him than the fact that he was getting children and getting Eretz Yisrael. And that's Pshat in the Pasuk. Vayivin shom Mizbeach al Hashem. Why did he build Mizbeach al Hashem? Hanira ilov. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu had appeared to him. And that gave him simcha. That was the reason he built the Mizbeach. Then we have to take that Pasuk. And we look at the end of the parasha. He's given, he's told to do a bris milah. And then we start off this week's parasha. His shvach from the bris milah. But one thing's missing, seems to be missing. In this week's parasha, that Sarah is told they're going to have children. Avram was told it last week's parasha already. How come Avram didn't share that wonderful news with his wife? Isn't it unbelievable? They're going to have a child after all these years, and he couldn't tell his wife. The Ramban in this week's parasha asked the Kasha. And the Ramban says, you know why he didn't tell his wife? Because he didn't have the koyach. He did a bris milah. And after the bris milah, how could he manage to tell her? He didn't have koyach even to tell her that. So then you start this week's parasha. Vayera elav Hashem beileinu imamrei. Avram's sitting there, and he sees three guests. How is Avram feeling at that moment? He's exhausted. He hasn't got an ounce of strength. In England, the terminology they use is, he's shattered. He cannot go on at all. He can't talk to his wife and tell her that they're going to have a child. That's how weak he is. But he sees three guests. A mitzvah. He jumps up. He goes running. That's the chashivas of a mitzvah. But we have to add something. What was he doing at that time? At that very moment, he was talking to the Ribbono Shloim. He's talking to the Ribbono Shloim, which the Rechaim HaKadosh told us in last week's parasha, that talking to the Ribbono Shloim is greater than the besur of children, greater than the besur of Eretz Yisrael. And at that moment, when he's talking to the Ribbono Shloim, he tells the Ribbono Shloim, excuse me, I've got guests now, a mitzvah to do. Gives us an idea, the chashivas of a mitzvah, the simcha we should have when we're doing a mitzvah. And we have to, again, relate to mitzvahs, just like I mentioned from Zalman Velozhin, that again, our lives, kihem chayenu, that's our life. But the problem is, where are our lives? What are we thinking about? What are people going to be thinking about tonight, going to find out after the meal tonight? We won't ask what they're going to be finding out after the meal tonight to go on the street to ask questions about. My mother was here a number of years ago, and at that time, I was living in my second house, number 23. So my mother said to me, number 23, a mazel dika number. And when I was saying this over to people, they would smile. Because at that time, there was a certain person who played a sport in this country who played with a number 23. So they were sure, 23, a mazel dika number, sure it is. But that isn't what my mother meant. What my mother meant is that number 23 is Kapitel Mizmor LeDavid in Tehillim. Mizmor LeDavid, Hashem Roi Lo Yechzar. Oh, that's a mazel dika number. But how come she thought that way and other people didn't think that way? It's all a matter of where your mind is. I once called up a lady to tell her that there's an engagement to go to. I told her it's on Avenue N in Brooklyn. She says to me, N as in Nordstrom? I found that very interesting. That was the first thing that came to her mind. Again, we have to, Rachmona Liberboy, where is our lave? That is the life of our body has to be. What defines, how do you know if a person is really got a simcha in the mitzvahs? The simon is very simple. We see in the Urchat Tzadikim, and both the Baal HaTanya also speak about the nisoyon of Avraham. What was the great nisoyon? He was told to do an akedah. Ribbono Shel Olam told him. He was willing before to jump in a fire. And now he's told by the Ribbono Shel Olam to do an akedah. Of course he's going to do it. Why is that such a nisoyon? So they say, Pshat is, it's not that he was doing the arcade, of course he would do it. The idea was he was doing it bizrizas. Vayashkem Avram Baboika. He rushed to do it. He didn't hold up when your parents ask you to take out the garbage. Is it that second you jump up and do it? Or is it, I'll do it later, if you remember later. If you're when you're asked six times and they nudge you later. There's reasons. It's a mitzvah deraisa to do. Do you go running? That shows if you care about mitzvahs. The zrizas is the simon. That's the real nisoyon of the akedah. We see in last week's parasha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Avraham, Habeitno v'ayoyme, habeitno ha-shamayma. Usfarek echovim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Avram, count the stars. The pasuk begins with the word v'ayoyme. And then the pasuk says, go out and count the stars in tuchal isparesom. V'ayoyme, and then he says, koi yezarecho. Why is there a second v'ayoyme? One v'ayoyme would suffice. So Rav Meir Shapiro explains, v'ayoyme, he tells Avram, go out and count the stars. As soon as those words were said, what do you think Avram was doing? He was already outside the house. He ran out and starts counting the stars. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said it. You don't wait for a second. Zrizus. Vayoyimah. Now HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells in the next statement. He was in the middle of doing it already. How much Zrizus do we have? That is the simon. We want chayin. Oh, noyech motza chayin. How did he get that chayin? He got that chayin, says Rav Moshe, doing mitzvahs b'simcha rabo. When you have simcha in something, you're rushed to do it. How much are we rushing? At night, we have a service over here called Maariv. And I notice at Maariv, we're lucky if we have a 50% turnout for Baruch Hu. Unless Rabbi Brody waits for everybody to come in. What's the pshat in it? You know they're going to say Baruch Hu. And people hang around outside? Zrizas. The Zrizas maybe is more important than the davening itself. The Zrizas is the simon. Who you are, what you are. Where's your lave? Rachmona Liberboy. You've got to put heart into it. Where do we see the greatest simcha by mitzvahs? We see it by the simcha space of Sheva. And it's very strange because still today we celebrate a simcha space of Sheva. And I was thinking this year, we celebrate a simcha space of Sheva. Moshul ma'adov adoyma. What is our simcha space of Sheva today? To me, it looks like you have two people who work for the town of Ramapo. And they go in this truck, it says on the side, town of Ramapo. And they're going down the road. One of them gets out and he digs a hole. In the middle of the road, there's grass in the middle of the road. So he gets out in the middle of that grass, he digs a hole. And then the other guy gets out of the truck and he fills the hole. They go down the road, again, a little 20 yards further. One of them gets out, digs a hole, the other one fills it. Every 20 yards, they keep doing this. So there's a person watching. And of course, you understand, government workers, they don't do too much, but this seems almost sugar. One makes a hole, one fills the hole. So I said, what are you doing? So they say, well, normally three of us work over here. I dig the hole, and the other fellow's missing today. He puts in the tree, and then the other one fills the hole. So the person who puts in the tree, he's missing today. Today we have a Simchas Beis HaSheva. Where is the Simchas Beis HaSheva? They drew water for Nisach HaMayim. And then they had a tremendous Simcha at that Simchas Beis HaSheva when they're doing the mitzvah of drawing the water. So nowadays, what do we have from it? We do the simcha. Simcha of what? There's not enough zecha. At least pour some water, do something. Not enough zecha. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky used to say that everybody used to fast when it came to a yahrzeit. They would fast. And then people started doing a siyum. A siyum instead of the yahrzeit, do a siyum as soon as mitzvah. He says, and today all that's left is the lekach and bromfen. They don't do the siyum. You just have the schnapps. You have the cake afterwards. That's all you have instead. That's the zecha, what we have. What started off as a fast. So again, here we have a Simchas Beis HaSheva, and we have no zecha whatsoever of the mitzvah. What's the pshat in it? Also, we have to understand, why is it that of all the mitzvahs that we do, this is the one that creates the biggest mitzvah, which according to many of you, in the Gemara we see, there's a view that it's only Halacha Moshe Sinai. It's not even a pasuk in the Torah. Maybe it's a remez in the Torah. So why so much simcha? The pshat is that when the world was created, HaKadosh Baruch Hu divided the upper waters and the lower waters. And the lower waters complained, we want to be close to the Ribbono Shel Olam. The upper waters are all close to Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, don't worry, there's going to be a Mizbech. And on the Mizbech, there's going to be salt on every carbon. There's going to be Nisach HaMayim. And with that, the waters were comforted. So the kasha is, there's going to be Nisach HaMayim, and that's a comfort for the waters. Nisach HaMayim. Nisach HaMayim is 3 lug of water for 7 days. 3 lug of water is what? A soda bottle, a 2-liter soda bottle of water, is poured on the Mizbech for 7 days. And that is a comfort. All the upper waters, the Mayim Elyonim, all of them are close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And they're going to take a little drop from all the vast oceans and pour it on the Mizbech, and that's a nechama for the water. What's the pshat? And the answer is very simple. Yes, the upper waters are all in close proximity to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Physically, they're close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the lower waters, they're going to be used for a mitzvah. A mitzvah is mamish getting close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The word mitzvah in Aramaic, tzavsa, means to be joined, attached. That is a real attachment, is real dveikus b'Hashem, is doing mitzvahs. And that was the comfort of the waters. Nisach HaMayim symbolizes to us what a mitzvah is worth. So when they did Nisach HaMayim, and they realized they're doing Nisach HaMayim, this was the nechama to the waters. Wow, look what a mitzvah is worth. Klal Yisrael did a simcha. What was their simcha? Not the Nisach HaMayim. It's what it symbolized. What a mitzvah is worth. And Baruch Hashem, we were zoicha to get Taryag mitzvahs. 613 mitzvahs. That's what they're celebrating. We realize now the chashivas of mitzvahs. That's something to celebrate. So nowadays, we don't have the Nisach HaMayim. But we can celebrate what they celebrated. We have mitzvahs, and we're celebrating also that we're able, and we can have that simcha of having mitzvahs. So again, this is how fortunate we are that we have these mitzvahs, but we have to take these mitzvahs to heart, and we have to take limudim from the parasha. Reb David Kram, it was like poshut to him. It's this week's parasha. How many people talk like that? How many people is it that there's something in the parasha and automatically they bring that into their lives? Let us take that lesson. And Mitzvah Hashem will be zeich then to that chain. Menoyach Motzah chain will all be zeich to that chain. And Mitzvah Hashem will be zeich to the emes of simcha, the simcha of Yirei Neinu Yismach Libeinu, the Sog Nafshein B'Yosra Be'emes, the Gula Shleimah M'Hir V'Yameinu Amen.